Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we are in Philippians chapter 4, completing this section that we've entitled Joy and Peace, from chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, where he's talking about what we should be focusing on, how we get along with each other and live in harmony with one another, and focus on the Lord. But today we're going to talk about the peace of God in chapter 4 and verse 7. Verse 7 says this, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
Okay, so we talked about these imperatives. Verse 4, rejoice. Verse 5, let your gentle spirit be known. Verse 6, be anxious in nothing. Verse 6, let your requests be made known to God. And then, and only then, can you have the peace of God that's going to remove the anxiety that he talked about in verse 6. Don't be anxious for anything. So, the peace of God results from an unwavering confidence in God, that he is able and willing to do what is best for his children, no matter what circumstances or situations that our personal preferences might be. He's going to do what's best for us. God's peace that we have is it surpasses all comprehension or understanding because of its divine origin. But it's the understanding, the feeling, the sense of that everything's going to be okay. It may not be what I want. You know, it's kind of like you go back to chapter 1. Paul wanted to go and be with the Lord, but God wants, he's going to use me how he sees best. I'm okay with that. I'm at peace with that. Jesus said, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. I'm at peace with God's will being done. Timothy and Epaphroditus, things didn't go the way they wanted, but they're at peace with that. When, you know, part of the problem that we want our way when we're focused on self, but when we're focused on God and others, then it allows us to be at peace with, all right, I don't get my way, but that's okay because it's not always about me.
Yeah, a lot of that is where it comes from. If our peace is determined by our emotion, that's whenever we get into, whenever I'm not getting my way, then I'm not, there is no peace for me or you or anybody else that's around. But whenever our peace is relying upon God and our relationship with him, then, you know, that's whenever you have huge things that are coming at you and you're not shaken by them, because your peace is belonging, it dwells with the Lord. He says it is one that surpasses all comprehension. It surpasses what your mind can comprehend. When you think about some of those difficult obstacles, difficult times and different things that the world throws at you. Well, how do I have peace in those times? It's a peace that surpasses what you would expect in those times, what maybe the world will tell you that you should have, because it's one that's ruled by God instead of the world.
Yeah. You know, you minister to somebody that's got a terminal cancer or something like that, and you know, you'll hear them say sometimes, I'm okay with it. And I didn't expect to be okay with it, but it didn't make sense. But and that's what he says here, that this peace is going to guard your hearts and minds. This is another military word here that means to watch over. So God's peace guards or watches over the believer and protects it from anxiety and doubt and fear and distress and, you know, all these things that, you know, fear leads to doubt, and doubt leads to failure because we end up, you know, focused on the wrong things, and mm-hmm. having the peace of God, it's going to guard the believer from that. Specifically, he says, guard our hearts and our minds. The hearts is the kind of the center of the feelings and emotions, and you know, again, you go into the fear and anxiety and that type of thing. Minds would be the thought, the mind, the purpose, the decisions that we make because of that. Two different expressions there, because two different definite articles in the original language with them. But when you combine, he's talking about the whole inner person is being guarded by the peace of God.
Yeah, it's one that whenever we give it over to the Lord, when we give our mindset and our peace and our priorities over to the Lord, then we have this promise here that the Lord is going to protect that. He doesn't take that lightly. That's what he wants us to do and what he commands us to do. Mm-hmm. And so if he commands us to do it, this is not going to be one of those where it backfires on us. Mm-hmm. You know, he's talked about things that will backfire on us with following people whose end is destruction earlier, but this is not that. He says you continue to follow Christ, you continue to put your peace in him, and when you do, that's going to be guarded and well kept in Christ.
Yeah, your hearts and minds are what's being guarded or kept. But notice the spear that happens in is in Christ Jesus, because mm-hmm. only when we're following him, only when we're having the harmony that he wants and the mindset, back to Philippians 2, have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, of others before self. That's, you know, don't think that he's moved on to something different from the purpose of this book overall. He's still laser focused on others before self. The only way you're going to have peace begins with having peace, having the right frame of thought, the right emotional balance, the right focus on what is really important and what life is all about, focusing on God and others. That's going to not only bring peace between brethren, but peace in our lives. We'll be okay with that if I don't get my way, if it goes a different, you know, path or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's not about me having my way. This is not Burger King where you're getting into your way all the time. You're not the king. So.
Yeah, it's one of the specific examples that I think about. Because I was just with him the other day. My wife's grandfather has leukemia right now and has for 13 months. And for someone who has cancer and has not really received any positive answers yet from the doctors, he's been one that's been just extremely unaffected by it as far as his mentality. He's golfing and he's preaching and he's doing all the things that he loves, but it's one of the, like, his whole mentality is just being, you know, I'm going to keep doing the same things, and when the Lord takes me home, he takes me home, and then until then, I'm just going to keep living life like I want to. And it's one that he's surrendered himself to this idea, and whenever we read about the peace of God, that's one that I think about just because I was just with him. That's the kind of mentality that this gives you. Whenever the Lord guards your hearts, guard in your mind, that's the kind of peace that this comes with. And so that's the kind of peace that we should want to achieve as well. Have the peace of God that surpasses all comprehension. That happens whenever we give our hearts and our minds to Christ. So that's the thought that we'll leave with today, is that when we surrender ourselves to him, then we get a peace that is not explainable through the world, but it's one that is given to us only through the love of Christ. We'll continue this study and continue some of the things that he is going to have us to focus on with our hearts and minds next time on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.